Philip Sample Pierre, these are the current today's date is 03/25/2024. Dictation is for Alicia Miller. Miller spells M-I-L-L-E-R. Alicia spells A-L-Y-S-S-A. Date of birth is 01/05/2015. This is a 9-year-old female accompanied by a dad with painful urination period. That's it. This has been going on since Thursday. I was hoping it got better, but it didn't. She brought child in because she noticed that she's been going to the bathroom more frequently than usual, period. Child says it hurts when she pees, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Past social history denies secondhand smoke exposure. Next paragraph. Medication, none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Family history, none. Next paragraph. Surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed or were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, interactive. Moist mucous membranes. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 118/70. Pulse 51. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Soft. Non-tender. No organomegaly. No rebound. No guarding. Normal bowel songs. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, micros, or papules, no vesicles, or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute UTI. Number two, frequency. Number three, dysuria, period. Next paragraph. Urinalysis was done clinic today. Urinalysis reveals leukocyte S-RES positive, protein positive. Child was discharged with the following medication. Keflax, 250/5 mL. She would take 5 mL POTID for 10 days, number 150 mL. That was encouraged to increase fluids, to avoid sugary beverages, to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.